Cold Turkey Suboxone, Navigating the Perils of Abrupt Buprenorphine Cessation. The Risks of Sudden Suboxone Discontinuation. Quitting Suboxone cold turkey can be an overwhelming experience for many individuals. The abrupt cessation of this medication often leads to significant discomfort and distress. Sudden discontinuation may potentially traumatize the central nervous system, causing severe withdrawal symptoms. These symptoms can include intense drug cravings, muscle aches, and other physical manifestations of opioid withdrawal. Addiction medicine specialists generally advise against quitting Suboxone cold turkey due to these risks. Instead, they recommend a gradual tapering approach to minimize the impact on the body and mind. Even with a slow taper, patients may encounter challenges during the final stages of discontinuation. The body's adjustment to decreasing levels of buprenorphine can be a complex process. Understanding the nature of Suboxone dependence is crucial for those considering cessation. While Suboxone is not typically considered addictive, it does contribute to significant physical dependence. Addressing misconceptions and treatment realities. Suboxone use is primarily associated with treating opioid use disorder, not drug abuse. While concerns about Suboxone addiction exist, they're generally unfounded in medical contexts. Suboxone, when used as prescribed, doesn't typically lead to abuse patterns. The medication's formulation includes an opioid antagonist to deter misuse. Treatment programs often incorporate Suboxone as part of medication-assisted treatment for opioid drug dependence. This approach has shown significant success in managing opiate withdrawal and reducing substance use. The Suboxone withdrawal timeline varies among individuals but typically spans several weeks. Physical symptoms may persist longer, necessitating ongoing support and care. Co-occurring disorders often complicate opioid use treatment, requiring comprehensive care approaches. Addressing these concurrent issues is crucial for successful recovery outcomes. Suboxone's role in treating opioid use disorder is critical and shouldn't be understated. It helps many individuals manage cravings and withdrawal symptoms effectively. Misconceptions about Suboxone abuse can unfortunately deter some from seeking needed treatment. Education about its proper use and benefits is essential. While the term Suboxone addiction is sometimes used, it's more accurate to describe it as dependence. This physical dependence differs from the addictive behaviors associated with illicit opioid use. Ensuring widespread availability of Suboxone treatment is crucial for addressing the opioid crisis. Access to this medication can be life-saving for many struggling with opioid dependence. The benefits of Suboxone in treating opioid use disorder far outweigh potential risks. It allows many to regain stability and pursue recovery. The benefits of a gradual Suboxone taper. A carefully managed Suboxone taper is typically the preferred method for discontinuation. This approach allows the body to adjust gradually to decreasing doses of the medication. Most doctors experienced in opioid dependence treatment recommend reducing the Suboxone dose slowly over time. The taper schedule is often personalized based on the individual's needs and circumstances. Even with a taper, patients may experience some withdrawal symptoms as their body adjusts. However, these symptoms are usually less severe than those experienced during cold turkey cessation. A well-planned taper can significantly improve the chances of successful opioid detox. It provides a more controlled and manageable transition off the medication. Patients undergoing a Suboxone taper often report feeling more confident and prepared for life without the medication. This gradual approach can contribute to better long-term outcomes in recovery. The inevitable drop-off point in Suboxone cessation. Despite the benefits of tapering, there comes a point where discontinuation may feel abrupt. This typically occurs when patients reach very low doses, often around 1 mg daily or less. At this stage, some individuals may feel like they're quitting Suboxone cold turkey. The body's response to this final reduction can be challenging for many patients. The sensation of sudden cessation at this point is due to the significant change in opioid receptor activity. Even small reductions can have a noticeable impact, and the dose is already low. It's crucial to have support during this phase of Suboxone treatment. A treatment center or intensive outpatient program can provide valuable assistance during this transition. Understanding that this drop-off feeling is normal can help patients prepare mentally for the final stage of discontinuation. It's an expected part of the process for many individuals. Medications to ease Suboxone withdrawal. Several medications can help manage withdrawal symptoms during Suboxone detox. One such option is Lucemyra, specifically approved for opioid withdrawal symptom management. Other medications may be prescribed to address specific symptoms like muscle aches or drug cravings. These supportive treatments can make the detox process more comfortable for many patients. It's essential to use these medications under medical supervision as part of a comprehensive treatment plan. A doctor experienced in Suboxone cessation can provide guidance on appropriate medication use. While these medications can help, they don't eliminate all discomfort associated with Suboxone withdrawal. They serve as tools to make the process more manageable and increase the chances of success. Patients should be aware that medication assistance is temporary and part of a broader strategy. The goal is to eventually discontinue all opioid-related medications when appropriate. Therapeutic approaches for withdrawal management. Various therapies can complement medication in managing Suboxone withdrawal symptoms. Hyperbaric oxygen therapy, HBOT, is one approach gaining attention in addiction medicine. HBOT for opioid withdrawal may help significantly with the Suboxone tapering process. HBOT involves breathing pure oxygen in a pressurized environment. This therapy may help reduce inflammation and promote healing in the brain and body. Cognitive Behavioral Therapy, CBT, is another valuable tool in managing withdrawal and preventing relapse. CBT helps patients develop coping strategies and change negative thought patterns. Physical therapies, such as massage and acupuncture, may also provide relief from some withdrawal symptoms. These approaches can help manage muscle aches and promote relaxation. It's important to remember that no single therapy works for everyone. A personalized approach, combining various treatment options, often yields the best results. The role of medical supervision in Suboxone cessation. Having a doctor experienced in helping people quit Suboxone is essential for a safe and successful transition. These specialists understand the complexities of opioid dependence and withdrawal. A knowledgeable physician can create a personalized tapering plan and adjust it as needed. They can also prescribe appropriate medications to manage withdrawal symptoms. Regular check-ins with a medical professional allow for ongoing assessment and support. This supervision helps ensure the patient's safety and comfort throughout the process. Medical detox programs offer a structured environment for Suboxone cessation. These programs provide round-the-clock care and immediate access to medical intervention if needed. While some may consider rapid detox or cold turkey approaches, medical supervision is crucial. It helps mitigate risks and increases the likelihood of long-term recovery success. Emerging strategies in Suboxone discontinuation. Suboxone MAT specialists are currently considering new approaches to ease the transition off the medication. One such strategy involves using long-acting injectable medications like Sublocade or Brixadi. These medications, which are partial opioid agonists like Suboxone, offer extended-release formulations. They may help avoid the cold turkey Suboxone quitting discomfort by providing a more gradual taper. The use of these injectables could potentially smooth out the drop-off effect experienced with traditional Suboxone tapers. Patients receive steadily decreasing amounts of medication over time. While promising, these approaches are still being evaluated for their effectiveness and safety. More research is needed to fully understand their role in Suboxone discontinuation. As with any new treatment strategy, patients should discuss these options with their healthcare provider. The best approach will depend on individual circumstances and medical history.